Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. My name is Mikey, and it's Thursday, January 16th. Tesla launches a new home charging station with a new exterior design and Wi-Fi capabilities. Although the feature list and specifications are largely the same, the Wi-Fi connectivity provides some extra benefit. Tesla states that the Wi-Fi will, quote, monitor your charge with the Tesla app and receive notifications when complete. Wi-Fi connectivity enables over-the-air firmware updates and remote service if necessary. Tesla Wall Connector offers the best home charging experience for any Tesla owner. And in other news, speaking of Tesla owners, unintentional expensive software upgrades are being falsely charged through the automaker's app. John McLaughlin said that his credit card was charged $9,700 on January 5th, quote, without his knowledge or authorization. John contacted Tesla customer service and was surprised when they told him that the purchase was final and non-refundable. This isn't the first time such a case has happened. With another case made public on Twitter, Elon Musk replied, quote, just saw this today. Tesla refunds, in general, should be easy to get electronically and certainly through customer service, will be addressed, close quote. Moving on, Tesla is reportedly in talks with mining giant Glencore to secure a supply of cobalt, which is a controversial material used to produce lithium-ion batteries in most electric vehicles. Glencore gets its cobalt through a company that operates a copper and cobalt mine in Congo's Katanga province. The controversy stems from the Congo historically affected by conflict and corruption, which has resulted in child labor in some mining operations. Aside from efforts to reduce the portion of cobalt in each cell, Tesla is also taking steps to make sure its suppliers don't participate in egregious practices and will go so far as to publish a yearly conflict minerals report to keep track of the effort. On the site for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or the NHTSA, the Model Y is now listed as an official model and vehicle identification numbers can now be decoded. In one example of a potential Model Y VIN, one could deduce some curious and recent additions to Tesla's VIN constitution. And they include the seventh digit, which indicates the fuel type, E for electric in this case, the eighth digit, which indicates motor and drive unit, and also appears to be new for the Model Y. Hyundai invests $100 million in electric vehicle startup called Arrival. Previously reported on Electrek, Arrival unveiled a neat-looking all-electric delivery truck and scored contracts with the Royal Mail and UPS. Avinash Raghuber, the chief strategy officer for Arrival, said, quote, we are excited to come out of stealth mode with our partnership with Hyundai Motor Group, and our complementary expertise will allow us to rapidly design, build, and roll out vehicles together. Lucid Motors announced that it will unveil the production version of its Air electric sedan in New York this April, ahead of the first deliveries planned for later this year. In 2017, Lucid Motors announced an aggressive $60,000 base price for its luxury all-electric sedan, the Lucid Air, with a range of 240 miles. However, they had difficulties raising the capital needed to start the construction on the plant. Late in 2018, Lucid secured over $1 billion in investment from Saudi Arabia, which put them back on track for their 2017 plans. 2 weeks ago, the Hyundai Motor Group said that it would invest $87 billion to produce 23 EVs by 2025, with about half of them as new, dedicated electric models. Kia Motors filled in some of the details when CEO Hanwoo Park presented the brand's EV plans for the next 5 years and more. Kia said that it will offer 11 EVs by 2025, and in the U.S., Kia is expected to launch the first dedicated EV model in 2021. Kia's current electric models are only offered in the 12 states or so that follow the California emissions rules, and the brand has sold fewer than 2,000 total units in the United States for the year of 2019. The International Code Council, or ICC, which provides widely adopted best practices and standards for construction, has approved adding EV readiness to its latest guidelines. The ICC says that there will need to be 9.6 million new EV charge ports by 2030, with nearly 80% located in single and multifamily residential buildings. In today's Electrek Green Energy Brief, the Rhode Island Public Transit Authority launches 33 diesel buses with solar panel systems. In effort to make Europe carbon neutral over the next 10 years, the European Commission has budgeted 1 trillion euros for the European Green Deal. And in other news, Tesla independent director James Murdoch, the son of Rupert Murdoch, has publicly criticized his father's media outlets, including Fox News and News Corp, for promoting climate crisis denialism. And finally, in Electrek's two-wheel and mobility news, a successfully funded Indiegogo electric bike called the S-Dream shows promise. With a single-sided fork, hydraulic disc brakes, and GPS capability, this sleek and peculiar folding bike could be quite useful if indeed sold for the targeted minimum price of $899. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast lane with daily EV and mobility news. My name is Mikey, and I hope you have a great day.